Welcome to the Cave 2.0. Let's see, are we back? Let's double check all the information to see how we're doing. Okay, settings are looking good. It's been a little bit since I was injured and was able to broadcast last, so apologies for the lateness of the broadcast. Sometimes it's hard to get back into the swing of things when everything goes south. Let's see. Okay. Looks like everything went. Okay, messages. Let's get everybody on the announce. Please announce when you arrive to interact. Call-ins are welcome. All right, so status update. What has happened and what is happening going forward? Well, what has happened is, I hurt my back pretty good. That was one thing that happened. Getting into my trailer, smashed my head against the bottom of the entrance portal and nearly knocked myself out. Jammed up the top of my spine pretty good. I'm still partially recovering. Feels basically like, those muscles that just really get wore out after working out a lot. It's pretty much how I'm feeling. But a lot has happened. A lot has happened since we last spoke. So let me give y'all all an update on exactly what's going on now. So the current status where we're at on the DIY animation is that... I've got some open source tools. Got some open source tools that I'm going to be using specifically, or I'm trying out specifically, Pencil 2D. Pencil 2D is more of a traditional type style of animation. So you're doing page by page, for lack of a better term. I guess they would just call it page animation. Yeah. So I'm getting set up to try and take that out for a test drive. And I had been pushing pretty hard to try and have this cartoon out by... Hey, Friday. Welcome. Had been pushing pretty hard to have this all out by the end of the month. But I think it's more important for myself, well, my own standards, and for... Well, for public, I mean, just in general, Yobi Works needs to put out a quality product. Just because we're free or new doesn't mean that we're not going to put something out that is good. So some of the developments that have happened since, I got a commission for a 30 by 40 inch oil painting, oil pastel painting. Interestingly enough, it's not easy to find a 30 by 40 inch canvas oil pastel period from Jerry's Artorama or any of the art suppliers out there. Blix, they just don't have it. And the boards and things that you can find are like $100 for one 30 by 40. I'm not going to spend $100 for a 30 by 40 board when I can go down to Joann's and buy some. 3 yards of navy blue duck cloth and staple it to a board myself. So I went and bought a board, solid oak, about 48 by 48, and got that cut down into the right size that was needed, and have run one test, stretched it across the long board that if you go to my website, you should, or on the Facebook page, you should be able to see the scene that I'm painting on it. I've been quite pleased with how it turns out. I wonder if I can't share a photo here. I bet you I can't, huh? Oh, that's a shame. That would be nice. No, it's not looking like I can. Let me try the message here. It says GIF, it says sticker. It says a lot of things. But I don't see where I can send a photo. Oh, that would have been really, really nice. Just to show you the board that I'm working with. So I got the duck cloth. It's nice. I've got some primer coming. So with primer that you can get at Jerry's Art and Rama in most places for oil pastels, you can essentially take glass or wood or any surface and put the primer on it, and it'll give the tooth on it that you should be able to then apply oil pastels or whatever your medium might be that needs to grip. And if you're going to be working with layers, so that's been a nice fun experience. The other day when I was working on this board and trying to research more on the open source type of animation platforms that are available, I left and I was carrying this board, and I'm walking across the front of a dentist's office, and a vehicle is turning in, and he stops and rolls down the window, and I guess it's the dentist. Wants me to bring in a quote on doing a 20 foot by 40 foot wall mural. And that is a hell of a change. That is a sea change from where I started in May, having nothing ever been displayed, not sold any work. Inside of essentially a week and a half, I've gone from nothing to having a huge oil pastel painting that's going to get mounted on a gentleman who is big in the community. It's going to be mounted on his walls. It's going to be seen by a lot of people. And if it goes ahead for this wall mural project, which is $1,500 down up front with three sketches to decide what needs to get done, because it's a lot of work on an exterior wall, and he wants it to be preserved for 5 years. Well, I know now that the paint that I can use on it will preserve it for 10 years. And another thing that has come in, is coming into fruition, is a crystallization of exactly the mission question for Yobi Works and YobiWorks.org. And let's just say we help you find your imagination through the arts and multimedia. It's been a long time since I believe Disney had any competition. So that will be good to give them some stiff competition in the realm of entertaining. But not more than entertaining, what, just want to challenge minds to think, to ask questions, to not give up, to keep going no matter what your age. Disney's pretty much geared towards the youngins. And I think there needs to be some art, some expressive art that people really enjoy out there, and I think it needs to come. It needs to encompass everybody. We're a big place. Also, looking at open source, open sourcing. There's a lot of, for instance, if any of y'all are familiar with Blender, I just downloaded it. My son's been using it for a while now. But in talking to the artists and the illustrators that go to Drink and Draw at the New Parkway Theater. At 7:30 every Wednesday night in Oakland, if you want to go. Apparently, Blender is pretty amazing. It's not like me to cast it this time. I'm trying to get more into a regular schedule. I've been burning the midnight oil and really just getting pushing myself, maybe harder than I should. Trying to get things done. I think I've just raised the bar too high and then it was expecting far too much of myself. I need to just slow down. I'm going to get there. With the art commission and the wall mural, that's a huge confidence booster. Huge. Huge confidence booster. The thing is that, like with Blender, it's an amazing program, but it's open source. I like that. There's some things you should just give access to. You shouldn't make it proprietary. When I was working in the oil and gas field, one thing that annoyed me to no end was the fact that safety wasn't universal throughout the oil field or just any industry, period. Safety is not unified. It's proprietary. Like, you can't go on to, let's say, Enterprise's plant, unless you take their specific safety course, which just so happens to be somebody who's a friend of the family of the board, which is ridiculous. We're talking about people's lives. We're talking about people being able to get home to their family, to their loved ones every day. Why would that ever be anything other than universal? And that should be offered for free. It shouldn't cost you to get the safety that's required for you to move about on someone's facility. So, look, I'm not against competition. I'm not against healthy competition. I'm not against people earning a living. I still am very much convinced that there's a better way to go about it than the greenback, than this undefined debt and payment system that we've got. I believe one of the things that I really learned and enjoyed and soaked in when I went to Burning Man was Burning Man, and I went from 2010 to 2016. I'm done with that, but I did learn a lot of things. It was Burning Man sucks. Don't go. That's a workaholic's vacation right there, let me tell you. But I wouldn't be who I am or where I'm at if I hadn't gone. What I learned was they were big on decommodification. At least that's what they said. And now, well, they're commodifying. And everything I've seen in their organization and how they've grown and developed over the years absolutely demonstrates in a microcosm, demonstrates how good intentions can lead to bad outcomes. I know. Look, let's talk about Yahshua ben Yosef, aka known in the modern vernacular as Jesus. And just a side note, there were no J's in the Aramaic alphabet to those times. J didn't even enter into any alphabet until the 3rd or 4th century AD. So he wasn't named Jesus, okay? So if you were walking around today and you went, Jesus, Jesus, he wouldn't know your time. His name was Yahshua, Ben Yosef, the son of Joseph. So it seems odd, a little bit like Burning Man. You go to Burning Man to find yourself and assume a fake name. The fake name that they gave me was Yobi. It stuck. I like it. But the Yobi was a half yo-yo, half frisbee. A thing that it turned into a flame toy, but I like that you spin it. It's like on a little wheel. It's a tire that you can light on flame at the end of a bungee and a metal chain. You spin it, and the centripetal force keeps it balanced, and you can spin it and manipulate it, and it just came very natural to me. And I think that's very much what I'm going for with Yobi Works, is that I enjoyed finding my art. I wish I'd found it sooner. I want to provide a space and a platform, whether you're interested in being a stand-up comedian or an actor or an actress or an animator or graphic designer, an illustrator. This is a collaborative occupational training because in the art world, you don't have to have a degree. As a matter of fact, I think probably getting a degree probably ruins many people's talent. I would say the best thing to do is to give them the tools that they need to realize their own success or go as far as they want to go. And that's what we want to do. Is when you get out in the art industry, in our world, what you make, how well you make it, that's going to determine how successful you are. That in addition to knowing some of the right people. So we're going to be busy learning the network and networking, so we can get to a point of providing services. Most everything that's going to be in Yobi Works is going to be collaborative. The things that you can do solo right now would be art, you know, painting, art commissions, podcasting. There's a lot of things you could do solo, but right now I've got three things: the podcasting, the fine art, and the events, the Find Your Art events that I'm hosting that I can do on my own. A lot of the other things are collaborative. I'm wanting to have workshops, right? With a rotating membership. If we have a vision eventually, once it gets to a nice spot, then Yobi Works would have a board of directors seated by merit, those who are put forth by whatever community organically grows around this. I've already started the process. I've been working on it for some time. It's been an evolution of many things. But things seem to be lining up a little bit tighter. For instance, my second painting, which is on my website, it's called Seven Prism. It's a 7PR11SON with a subscript and a proscript. Essentially, it's 7-11 as a prism. So this guy, Sandeep, that I met when he first started working at 7-Eleven down the street, January of this year, he used to have such a smile, young, energetic man, had a lot of hope in his eyes. That 7-Eleven is in a particular part of town that is overrun with homeless, and desperation and anger and a lot of things. He's had to face a lot of things. One night, he almost got robbed again. And the only reason he didn't is because I was there with my big old K-bar knife on my hip. And the guy kept looking at me and looking at me. And the way he was stalking and pacing back and forth and had his hand on his hip, it sure seemed like he was planning on doing something. So I was trying to get his attention. And he's so out of it now, poor Sandeep. He wasn't hearing me because every night you go to the 7-Eleven, every night they're always on the phone with some relative. He talks to his mom all night long. He is so miserable. He has a degree in accounting, yet he can't use it because he's not a citizen. How would you like to immigrate to a country, let's say Indonesia, and you take a job for the time being at a local store, and that's what you end up doing, period. He works there 7 nights a week, every single night. I've watched the spark and the soul and the glint go out of his eyes. And he wasn't hearing me. I said, you know, I got some work coming up. I could use an accountant. And he just wasn't hearing me. So I made that painting of him for him so that he could look at it. And I got a note on the back and realize I am in a prison. Why did I put myself in a prison? Maybe there's some other options I can explore. And so I'm pitching at him again. Seems like he's starting to wake up. I could use an accountant. If he'll do it by the job, I'd be happy to pay him. I got this mural is going to come up. It's going to be a nice chunk of change. I've already got the 30 by 40 commission. When these cartoons do hit the public, things are going to hopefully start moving much faster. I anticipate that they will. What do you think, Friday? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and get a regular time on Saturday, regular time on Sunday. There's a gentleman, another veteran. His name's Jace. He's interested in doing the podcast with me. This guy has got a lot of heart. He's got a lot of intelligence. He's a very keen mind. He's also very trusting. He's very Christian. And when I say Christian, I don't mean that in a derisive or derogatory way. Personally, I don't truck with religion anymore. I'm fine with spirituality and belief. It's the proselytizing and conversion and the assigning of guilt that I have issues with. He's a very good man, and we were able to have some very, very deep discussions without assigning either of us to the pit of hell. And I gained a very huge appreciation for his mind and where he's at. He was my mentee on veterani.com, which is free to any veterans who want to find a mentor for anything. If you're unemployed or you're transitioning out of the service, you can go to veterani.com right now and become a mentor or a mentee. So he was my first mentee. And he's unemployed and he's just hit a wall. And he's like my brain brother, let me tell you. We definitely think the same way. Oh, you like that plan, Friday? So, this plan, I got to tell you, plan, I don't need to push it. I believe I'm on a path that as long as I am myself in my perfect Yobi glory, it's going to happen. I have every confidence in it. So that means the team that's going to be around me to help build this and get it off the ground. It's going to be the right team at the right time. I believe in organic growth. I don't believe in dream big, vision big, and go get them. infinite profits with finite resources. That's for the birds. And it causes so much trouble. I believe a community isn't something that you build. Community is something that happens around a right idea, a good idea. Let me give you an example. Let's say I'm doing a project. For sake of theory and for the argument and demonstration, I'm doing a wood sculpture, 25 feet tall, and it requires 10 people to build it. And you put out the call for volunteers, and you want to get it done in 2 weeks. And the first 5 days, you have 50 volunteers show up. A lot of them just show up, kind of walk around a little bit, and then spook off. Then you have some that eat the food that's brought, the snacks, drink the beer, and 2 hours later, they're gone. But when you're closing up shop, you're done with the build for the day, and there's just that one person who's always just after it, willing to help, willing to jump in, doesn't complain, just having fun, enjoying themselves. That's the one you want to keep an eye on. And if at the end of the project, you're still doing the same thing, that's the one you want on your team for the next project. Slowly accrete the right people, because action attracts action, energy attracts energy. And that's how you grow a project organically. Eventually, you have enough people, you turn and look around and go, wow, I have 16 people here. I think maybe we should try that project that takes 16 people and costs $75,000. What do you say? Y'all up for it? Of course they are, because you've already been working with them. You know how they work. They wouldn't be on the team if y'all didn't do well together. But when I moved to the Bay, I was a part of the Temple of Promise. $380,000 bonfire in the desert didn't feed one homeless person or help one veteran. And as it was burning, all I could think is, why was I a part of this? They got real elite. They freaked out. They almost got taken over by Burning Man because they weren't meeting schedules. They were all doing coke. And when I reported the coke, because it seemed like a terrible thing to be doing, I got ostracized. They did not run the way I expected. The idea behind projects, as I had been instructed or explained to me when I first got into the Burn family, was that the projects were there for community to form around, right? Like seed. But that's not what's happened. What's happened is the projects and the people who first start them become these leaders and calling the shots, and they become invested. And it becomes their thing, and they get all the attention, they get all the glory, they get all the money. And the next year, they're the only ones who get any of the projects or any of the grants. So it turns into this a whole bunch of cliques competing against each other. So we get this up and running. The board will be there 3 years. At least this is my vision. And the first year, you would be watching and learning. The second year, you would be helping sort of as an assistant. And then third year, you would run things. And after the third year, and you move on out of the board, you can't get back on the board. And you're not in leadership anymore. You can do a project just like anybody else, but it's become its own thing. I picture Yobi Works being the template that is formed that allows people to express themselves in whatever medium they want to. If it's film or broadcast or sketch comedy, they can come to Yobi Works and collaborate with somebody. We're not going to turn anybody away. That's the collaborative mission. That's the goal. I'm going to be opening up the Pencil 2D here. Get the computer open. Hey, Serena. She's not one for podcasting. She's probably not even like me saying hello. Said you're not one much for broadcasting and podcasting, are you?
Occasionally, but...
Occasionally? Meaning the one time?
I've got other things to do that for this.
Aww.
I do. I got gotta get ready for work.
I don't get original work till tomorrow. Huh? Can I have his kiss? Sorry, I'm about to smirch in everybody's ear, but everybody should have somebody they could smirch in their ear with. Mm. See you after the show. Well, it sure looks like Friday's on board. And, you know, Friday, if it's just me and you this entire time for every broadcast, then that's what it was meant to be, and that's all there needs to be. Like I said, the right people come at the right time. I did, and I learned this when I had planned an event. When I was in New Mexico, got tired of like telling everybody we need to have this event. Everybody kept saying we need to have a regional event. And I just got tired of waiting on people and said, heck with this. I'm going to do it myself. So I started it. I set up an event, a four-day event, and I was entirely willing to be by myself in the woods with four or five cases of beer, because that's what it would have been. Nobody had shown up. 3 months of promoting it on social media, absolutely free. And I had we had 50 people show up from six different states. And it was just an amazing event. And people would thank me, and I'd turn it right around and go, no, thank you. Otherwise, it's just me and some cases of beer out in the woods. So I can't thank you all enough for making it what it is. So if Friday is here, Friday, if it's just me and you, then that's what this podcast was for. It was apparently for you for now. And for the records, for history and whatnot. Oh, you totally squished the cat's foot. I mean, tail. Okay, so here goes. I don't know if you got a, if you have a computer with you Friday, or if you're at work, what are you doing? If you have a computer, you can open it up. And it's a pencil, type in pencil 2D, and that will bring up the open source build. Now, there is a Bleeding Edge build that they upload every single night. That means every night they're having tweaks done to the system to make it more user-friendly and more animator-friendly. And there's just, that's where it is. If you want to download the Bleeding Edge, be prepared to potentially have your dreams and desires dashed and bled to death because it crashes in the middle of whatever you're creating and forgot to save. Okay? But if you can get the stable build, which came out last May, it looks pretty good. It's got onion skinning. It's got layers. It's a little awkward to learn. And if any of you have worked with open source, like Audacity, for instance, it's an entirely capable and useful program. The reason why open source has gotten so wonky is because... No way to be around the bush on this, y'all. I'm in Silicon Valley. It's because greedy bastards have gone around and like filed patents with the most general, vague wording you can imagine, so that when somebody comes out with something that's close to or similar to anything that they, their money, pockets, and power are interested in, they can come in and shut it down by claiming copyright infringement and suing you into a suicidal depression. So that's why it's gotten so wonky in open source. They're dancing all around all the patents. Oh, you're on? I don't know what asterisk on means. Friday, I'm not down with today's kind of lingo. You've got 48 fans. You got me beat. So you're taking a break from CastBox. I guess that means you work for CastBox or you used to podcast. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to sit down and talk someday. Find out. But thank you for the compliment on liking the show. Oh, means a correction. Yeah. Just sitting on my porch listening to the cast. What state are you listening in? I don't want to like pinch and pull you into where you're at. At least some, your ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or boyfriend come knocking on the door inside of 10 minutes of you saying it. I'm just curious what state you're in. And I'm not, it meant I'm on my porch and not in my porch. Yes, yes. Yeah, but in most of the South, you could say in my porch and it would totally go down. Oh, Ontario, Canada. Hey, hoser. I've seen Strange Brew. Oh, God, I know. You went, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. I did. I totally did. I went there. I told you I'm well-rounded. yeah, I just remember him drinking all that beer to save their lives, and he was just, like, blown up huge. He goes, I really have to piss, eh? never been into Canada. Those guys, y'all are strict. When I was a fleet manager and we had drivers that had to go up into Canada or down into Mexico, Mexico isn't all that strict. But let me tell you, Canada, you couldn't have missed one child support payment. You can't get into Canada. Y'all aren't letting just all the riffraff in, that's for sure. Okay, let me pull up my 2D here. So right now I have Pixel 2D. I've got Harmony. I've given up on Adobe's Animate. It's such a crap shoot. And it says, they're so full of it. They tell you, yeah, it'll work on any device, on any platform, and cross devices. And this is what's happened with Adobe Animate. They're at version 19.1, and I was happy to try and use it. I'm at the bare minimum that's required for their system. Now, their system says my system will run it. My system says it'll run it. But when I download it, it won't run it. I call customer service, and of course, I get a call center that's in India. And they just really want to move on to the next thing. I don't know if they're understaffed or what. I get it. Most customer service call-in centers are overstaffed and overworked. It doesn't mean you just blow people off and give them false information. So we looked at our system, my system, and you go, hey, it won't work. And just gets off, hangs up on me. I go back on and do some research, and it says it should work. Especially if I get one of the older versions that you can get when you buy a subscription for $30 a month. You can get the earliest version, version 18. So I get customer service on, hey, I want to download this. It says it works. I spent 45 minutes going round and round. Said, well, you can get an older version when you buy a subscription. I said, I don't want to buy a subscription until I get a trial. I want to try it out first, right? Do you buy things before you try them out? Didn't answer that question. Said, but you have to buy a subscription. You buy a subscription, then you can try the older version out. I said, well, I don't want to pay for a whole subscription to try the older version out. I want to do the trial. And it was so frustrating. I just said, you know what? Forget it. Never mind. So I don't recommend Adobe for their customer service. That is a fact. Yeah, right? I mean, why wouldn't they let you have a trial? I mean, I told him, I said, you realize you're putting me into a catch-22 scenario where I say, hey, I want the trial, but the trial won't work. I downloaded the trial, and it's been 7 days, the trial is over, and I still can't get it to work. How are you going to help me? And they go, well, you got to download the subscription to have access to the version that'll work on your thing. And I said, well, I can't buy the subscription until after I do the trial. But you can't do the trial because the trial only has the newest version. But I can't run the newest version, I need the oldest version. You just don't go buy a car without any research whatsoever. And if it were me, if I just went and bought a car without any research whatsoever, I'd probably end up paying $80,000 for a 1984 Edsel or something. I wouldn't know any better because you don't do the research. I love it when I call customer service and they, for instance, if any of y'all are familiar with WordPress or Jetpack, I'm dealing with Jetpack's customer service recently, and I'm having this problem on the website. It says, the parse delimiter is not on line 303. So I take a screenshot, I send it to customer service. And they're like, well, you need to turn off the debug. That's why that's there. And I said, the debug was never on. And they wouldn't believe me. I had to send them a screenshot. They still haven't replied. And I'm like, look, I'm telling you how to do your job. Is that how far we've fallen now? I like, they also have this virtual job fair for veterans. And I've gone to three of them, and I'll never go to another one because you go to this virtual job fair. It's got 15 companies. You get in their little chat room, and there's one person in the chat room, obviously tortured to death to be waiting on people to show up in the chat room. Because it doesn't matter what you ask them. They just refer you to their website to read up and apply for whatever job you find. Now, that seems like an awful huge amount of extra steps to place in between an applicant and an employer. Is this whole layer of virtual chat and pay and what referrals just to send me to your website. Are you serious right now? I did this podcast service. I tried. I won't say the name. The long and short of it was $20 a month. And you send your podcast up to them and they clean it up, transcribe it, send it back. Right? So I paid $20, got on it. And essentially what it was me uploading my audio file, editing it on their website online, which you could do with the most basic audio editing freeware on your own machine, and then downloading it back to my machine for $20 a month. And I totally had to message him and go, are you kidding me right now? Why am I going to give you $20 for something you don't even really have to have training to do? It's already preloaded on your operating system. He came back, I think he's the co-founder, all upset. We went round and round for a little bit. And then I said, you know what, look, I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's just the functionality is porting us off this. And I gave him just the real technical reasons why it's crap for them to be charging $20 for something you could do yourself. I get if you want to do the convenience, but at least make it worthwhile. And he responded differently. A new message. Even a 24-hour for a test drive for software. 24 hours is not enough time. If I'm test driving something, I guarantee you I'll want to do it in 20. That's like saying, okay, I'm going to download Harmony for 1 week and having never animated it again, or 21 days, never having animated before, I'll have a cartoon done at the end. No, it didn't happen that way at all. Their system's way too complex. I guess it depends on what your background is, Friday. I mean, you might be an IT software guy. I'm more of a hardware guy. I was an electrician and repair specialist in the Marine Corps. So I get electronics. I mean, I get hardware and how it's set up and whatnot. Software is turning into this other language that has left the common person behind. I can barely keep up with it, and I've kept up with it. Programming shouldn't be that damn difficult. I mean, it's just logic. Okay. Pencil 2D. I digressed and got distracted. Let's see. Pull it up. I'm going to go into my 3D folder. I will say, and I will encourage anybody to avoid ever using Microsoft's OneDrive. Because you know how on Google, if you have a cloud and you erase something on your computer and it's synced up to the cloud, it's fine, right? You just erase it on your computer. You have to tell them to erase it off the cloud. Well, with OneDrive, I didn't know that. And I lost some really important documents after scanning them in, trashing the hard copy after a couple of weeks because it's still there, and then dumping it off my hard drive. They just erased it off the cloud. Didn't even send me a notice. Or you go on the cloud and try and erase it. They'll go, oh, careful. If you erase it, we're going to take it off your computer. But if you do it the other way, nope, no warning, nothing. You just, it's gone. Anyway, so I'm getting the 2D up. It's taking a minute. I had to get rid of quite a bit and make room for 50 gigs because saving the animations in any of the software is going to start eating up gigs fast, let me tell you. Okay? So just be aware of that if you decide to get into this DIY animation yourself. Any of the software that you get, you're going to want to have over 2 gigahertz in your system. You're going to want to have Pentium or better, and you're going to want to have at least 50 gigs set aside. Just to do the basics, okay? Y'all, you don't want to be in the middle of a project and your system seizes up. I had that happen. Gerson Castillo, and Amir Sadat. I hope I pronounced that correct. So one of the reasons why I haven't gotten a whole lot of animation done since the last time we spoke was one, the injury, and two, I spent 2 or 3 days trying to keep my computer from seizing up and locking up permanently. It was bad enough that 2 days ago, I woke up and my Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 had was at the operating system boot for, I have no idea why, but it was at the operating system boot. I tried repairing it, putting it in safe mode. Fortunately, I didn't lose anything except all of my settings. But I had to back up everything and factory reboot the dang thing. It broke my heart. I don't know when any of you has factory rebooted anything lately, but it kind of broke my heart. Because it's a pain in the holy living butt to try and reconfigure everything, even with the settings saved. Oh, and Blender. We're going to take that for a test drive, too, before we get off here. So if you've got it, you can open it up. Oh, dang. What's this? There's Toon Boom. There's the Pix and Pencil. Win64 if you got Windows. They also have it for OS. Why is it showing the zip file? Where's my regular file? Okay, that's my Pencil 2D work. And the folder is empty. Oh, there it is. Oh, thank God. That's just what I didn't want. Let's see, what are you saying, Freddy? Upgrading RAM is the best thing I've done to my computer, but yeah, factory resets make me cry before I had external hard drive. Look, I've got 7 terabytes of external hard drives that every time I plug into my damn XP360 convertible, it'll work for a minute, and then it was never seen again. I can plug it in. Wait, you're attempting to open a file of type system file .dll. These files are used by the operating system and by various programs. Editing or modifying them could damage my system. That's the first time that went up. I know, 7 terabytes, yes. And guess what? I'd used them all. I could not access them. I'm never buying HP convertible again. I'd learned this before when I sold shoes. If you buy cheap shoes, not only are you telling the world you're cheap, but even if they look good, they're cheap shoes after 5 or 6 months, you're hurting your feet. You gotta have good shoes. And if you're gonna do most of what you do on a computer, you gotta have a good computer. You have to shell the money out and have a good computer. But my laptop was stolen in Portland during the 30 minutes I left the truck unlocked. Thank you, Portland. Right outside my girl's sister's house, so it wasn't like in a busy street. It was often residential. And that was the nice laptop. That was a year ago. Nope, now I got this crappy POS. You're attempting to open a file of system time. I got to check this out, y'all. Okay, so let's go. Online, I'm going to go online and go check out the website. And before I screw everything up, find out why it's saying it could destroy my system. Because I really need my laptop. Yeah, 7 terabytes. I was pretty pissed. I mean, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those hard drives, each terabyte, sitting on my desk, not 2 feet from my feet. I can't get on any of them. God damn it. I don't know what the hell is wrong with today's technology that it would, like, I only used that $80 goddamn ADATA hard drive. You know, the rugged external one that takes dropping and shocking and everything. It just can't being plugged into an operating system, man. I mean, you can throw it against a wall, it'll still work. It just won't get recognized. I haven't dropped it. People take no pride in what they make anymore. Hey, if you'd like to, Friday, also, you can go to yobiworks.org and check out my website. While we're at it, let's go Pencil 2D. Well, I'll leave Yobiworks up. If you get on, then you you put in for anything. I want to be able to see, get the notice and take care of any problems you might have. All right, pencil 2D. Plug it in the chat. Oh, the chat isn't on? The group call function is on. You can call in now if you wanted. I mean, you just hit the call, right? Yeah, it says it's enabled. I disabled it, and now it's re-enabled. Were you wanting to call in? Were you wanting to call in? So why am I plugging it in the chat? If you don't want to really do call-ins usually. Okay. But fortunately for both of us, I can sit here and talk and talk and talk and talk and do it on a podcast, and it doesn't sound like I'm crazy. My girl is the first person in my whole life I've ever met who talks to herself. Confuses me so bad. She'll be talking, and she'll either be talking to herself or the animal, and I'm like, what? Hello, what? Do you need something? And we just go around and around. Plug meaning out the website and chat. Oh, you don't give your website out in chat? Oh, I see what you're saying. Here it comes. Yeah, I think I've found out on these live casts that that people really just want to hear some girls, like, talk all silly and play music in the background more than they want to do anything, or just hear people say dumb things before they do anything else. And be sure and let me know what you think, because everything on there I've self-taught. Never took a course. This is all self-taught stuff. I got a lot of functionality on it right now. I'm going to be taking out the Buddy Press because I'm migrating. Looks like I'm migrating over to Flywheel. They're pretty nice folks. I paid $125 a year for the Go Geek plan from SiteGround. SiteGround is much better than GoDaddy. They suck. Much better than iPage. I don't recommend. Especially do not recommend iPage. So I'm trying Flywheel out to see what they... Really, it's more for freelancers and web designers, people who are doing UX. It'll do the billing for you if you've got, you know, 10 wide websites or something. I do some site admin, but I just thought I'd try them out because they've been pretty friendly and easy to talk to. Okay, so news, community, download. I probably want to check out... Oh, there's a Discord for Pencil 2D Animation. I did see the Flip a Clip YouTube presentation. I emailed them. They haven't responded, even though they said they look at everything that's sent to them. And Flip a Clip is what I use for storyboarding. They don't want to partner up with Yobi Works. It's fine. The right people will. A collaborative open source arts and multimedia platform. Much like Blender and all these other open source, people are making way too much money off of creativity. You know, just because I draw a line in one direction doesn't mean I need to pay $10 to have the digital ability to draw a line that looks good. Anyway, docs, tutorials, facts. Let's see the facts. So right now I was trying to open Pencil 2D animation and getting a weird program notice. I hear about nightly build. Okay, program doesn't start because some DLL files are missing. Well, no, that's not what I'm having. What I'm told is it says... What the heck? What's going on here? Oh my God, really? Okay, so the whole program. What? That's so weird. What's going on? This isn't making any sense. So the whole program is like opaque right now. I don't know why. Like you could see right through it, like it's a perfectly clear window. Oh, and now I'm drawing. Okay, well, that was easy enough. So they have a pencil 3D. I wish, like I said, I could do a live broadcast. That way we could all follow along together. It's got a bitmap layer. It's got a vector layer. It's got a camera layer. Let me see. What is going on? How is that possible? I don't want everything to be opaque and see-through. That's really weird. It's distracting. It's got keyframes, add frames, polyline, smudge, pen, hand, pencil, bucket, eyedropper, eraser, bitmap, sound layers, and camera layers. It's pretty handy. Window. Oh, so I'm checking and unchecking checking windows. Okay, but I need to change the preferences or something because that's really weird to see everything behind it. I don't know how I could... What kind of fix is that? That's crazy. Why would you make your program completely transparent? That's crazy. Okay. Crazy like a fox. Anybody out there got any reasons why it would be... oh, God, it closed on me. Boom, there it is. I'll check it out on the side. Okay. Just let me know Friday before you take over the program and make $1 million off of it. Throw me a couple dollars after you hack it. Because it'll be my money to be throwing at me. But just make sure you give me a couple of dollars, all right? Let's go into preferences and see what kind of preferences they have and see if I can get this to where it's not the opacity. Oh, window opacity. That's so strange. Is there somebody out there who like makes animations on like 20% opacity? That's crazy weird. Tool cursors, dotted cursors. Let's see. In the preferences, you have general. In the general, you got your English, you got your window opacity, apparently. You just discovered it. You have appearance shadows, tool cursors, dotted lines. You can pick your different backgrounds. You got anti-aliasing on canvas. A vector curve smoothing, curve smoothing, tablet high resolution position. Oh, this works on tablet. You can enable grid and then adjust the height and width and do cached frame numbers up to 200. Files, you can enable auto saves and number of modifications before auto saving. So you can be as low as one, apparently, and as high. Okay, so if you save a couple of thousand if you don't want it to save quickly. Timeline, you got a timeline length of 240. It's not very long, honestly. 240. You can do a short scrub. You're drawing when drawing on an empty frame. Create a new blank keyframe. Duplicate the previous keyframe. Keep drawing on the previous keyframe. I think it should be duplicate the previous keyframe when drawing, right? Applies to pencil, eraser, pen, polyline, bucket, and brush tools. Playback, show onion skin while playing. Maximum number of drawings in a roll, 3. Milliseconds per drawing in a flip roll, 100. Milliseconds per drawing in flip between. I don't get that. Then you've got tools. Tools are onion skin, maximum onion opacity number. You can set that, configure it. Minimum onion capacity. The number of previous onion frames shown. Here it says 5. I guess that's the default. Let's see how that works. Number of next onion frames shown, 5. That could get really a different color. I hope so. And then you've got pencil. Shortcuts. Ooh, they got a lot of shortcuts. Add frame, clear frame, copy cut, deselect, export, import, palette, verticals, go to, next, previous keyframes. Ah, toggle libraries. That's a pretty extensive shortcuts. And then restore defaults. Oh, you can't wait for Streetful. Do you know what Streetful is? At least give me your best guess, Friday. Give me your best guess what you think Streetful is. And you're right. I think Streetful is going to like take off. I think it's going to be off the hook nuts on Streetful. So I can give you the premise, but I want to hear. I may even give you the first episode, but I want to hear what you think Streetful is going to be. So I'm going to wait for you to reply to that. And since it's just me and you, I don't have to worry about making anybody else wait. That's fine. Go ahead. I will tell you it's based on somebody who happens to be actually on the very same property I'm on. Trash that. Open new. No, I don't want to save changes. Good. And we're on a bitmap layer. Let's import. What's it? Export maybe image. Okay, animated GIF. Okay. Let's see. When you import, you can import images, image sequences, image sequence numbered, animated GIFs, sound, and palettes. So in this one, we're going to import an image. And for our first, well, actually, it's the second immediate scene. You might be familiar with it. I take that back. You wouldn't be familiar with it because I haven't released anything but the first 51-second storyboard. So we're going to be working on, oh, that's the MySQL, the enter red sequence. Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty close, man. Pretty close. Yeah, I did some research too. Trailer Park Boys. That's pretty much the only thing you got out there, Trailer Park, anything. This character, Tim, actually, and that's me and you, that's an exclusive because everybody else is going to get Streetful. Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a cartoon. It's going to be at right angles to the truth. Like, we're not going to set it here. Hell no, I'm not setting it here. I'm going to put it in East Oakland. Oh, man, the voice of the character. He is absolutely the voice of the character. So, to use his likeness and dip into his past and present and whatnot, we came to some agreements, essentially, and he'll have a stake in it, but he's going to do the voice. I'll do some of the other voices, and let's see, in the first episode, let me see, I have the characters that are going to be added. But this is how I'm going to do it, because I started on the cave first. We had to come to an understanding. Yeah, Streetful might be bigger, but this is my first cartoon, and I need something that challenges me intellectually. Let's see, I'm just pulling up the characters. Hmm. Notes. No, I need to go past that one. And we're on Adobe Draw. That's where I'm saving the characters. Oh, and Joe Pesci, believe it or not, he knows Joe Pesci. Actually, he dated Joe Pesci's girlfriend. She's up in New Jersey, and she really was hoping that he told her he was going to go up and visit her. And it crashed out. So we got Detective Gout. He's a fan of Street Fool. All he knows, he's got a good heart. Then we've got Savage, which is a pit bull, black eye. We got Alley Cat, which is he's a mixed race guy, but he looks white, but he's got a fro, he's skinny. And then we got Cherry. Yeah. And on his shirt, it's Pesci is God. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I don't know if I'm going to put the scene where he chases somebody down the street with a bat or not. But he's supposed to be coming in. He's only got a couple more days. So we can go over the storyboard for the first episode and start getting it rolling. He's anxious. He recognizes the potential in it. But I'm not going to get rushed by anybody. Even Street Fool isn't going to rush me. But yeah, those are going to be the two that run. it's going to be a crazy cartoon. Yeah. When I was telling him about this cartoon, he goes, "You ought to do something about Street Fool." I was like, "Wait a minute." And I said, I had a little thought a minute. I said, "You know what? That's actually an amazing idea. Let me go get my tablet and draw you." Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. And just remember, pretty much you were here, heard it first from the horse's mouth. Not BoJack Horseman's mouth, but from the horse's mouth. Tenaciously Sadie May is joining. Hey, Sadie May. It's usually just, well, it's been just me and Friday here. People missing out on all the information. Go ahead, Friday, let everybody know everything they're missing. I do actually would like to have an audience, because if people pop in and there's no audience, it doesn't matter how amazing it is, the show and the information I'm giving out, if nobody knows about it, but just so we can have a broader audience and the right people I mentioned earlier showing up have a better chance of showing up. Okay, so right now I'm in the Pencil 2D program, and I'm pulling up the background for Enter Red. I was just informing my good friend Friday here about another cartoon concept that will be coming out shortly after the Cave 2.0 gets launched. It's called Street Fool. It's going to be crazy. yeah, it's fun. I wouldn't have even decided to get my tablet and work on making it happen if I didn't think it wasn't going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Oh, come on. Pull up, you slow thing. Enter Red. There we go. All right. I got to shrink it down to fit in a camera view. Okay. Oh, thank God I recorded this. You know, one of the shows that we did is absolutely not available because CastBox, for whatever reason, chunked up while I was trying to upload it. Now I have no access to it forever. It's just gone. It's just one of the reasons I have free membership for life, premium membership for life to CastBox. They erased all my podcast episodes that I had uploaded there. And all my followers in my entire account, they accidentally erased and couldn't get it back for me, even though I got a hold of them immediately. And I thought it was going to be one of those things where I'm like, damn, hopefully I can find it somewhere on the cloud. And then they turned around and said, how about we just give you a lifetime premium? And I said, well, hold on. Let me make sure I heard you correctly. You mean to say that you're going to give me access for life? Like, in the life of CastBox, it doesn't matter if somebody comes along and gobbles you up and buys you, I'll be brought in as a member, legacy member to the next one, until I die or you no longer exist. That's what you mean when you say life? They said, yeah. So in that regard, kudos on CastBox. They got me Fran for life. Sure makes live casting and podcasting a little bit easier on me. And they even host it. All right, so I've got that up. And I'm going to go ahead and open a Blender. I've never opened a Blender. We'll call it the unboxing episode. Right now, we'll just do the first blush, like we're the blushing virgins of animation, coming into Blender as she sits down in a sexy dress and crosses her legs. Yes, I want to empty the recycle bin. And let's open up the Blender. We'll do a first blush. And then I'm going to be ending the show so I can work on the animation. I've got to do it. I'm going to get the Street Fool unless I get through Cave 2.0. I think you're going to like Cave 2.0. I think it has a little bit of everything for everybody. Oh, did you happen to see I put out Prisoner Number 5, Sabino, who is a Romani, what people would have called, in a name of derision, a gypsy long ago. Is a Romani priest, and the picture that I put out is when he becomes a prisoner in the cave, the moment he becomes a prisoner. So he's kneeling in the cave and crying, you know, wailing up into the sky, tears streaming down his face. I like leaving a little teases like that. Try and figure out what caused him to become a prisoner. What was his crux? So 1284 is when he was born, and 1314 AD is when he becomes a prisoner. Or imprisoned, I should say, into the cave. That's amazing life that I have not yet. Oh, crap. Come on, Blender. Open up, open up. Go ahead and admit it, Friday. This is the best live cast on live casting, huh? Maybe not. The best. I may be tied for the best, but there it is, Blender. Okay. So first I have to install, so I guess I can't open it up first. My apologies. We're opening it up. So there's a gentleman, actually, that I'm going to be talking to. He's in the, while this is loading, he's in the drink and draw with me. He's a very nice guy. He's the only one, knowing that I'm working on animating my first cartoon, has done anything to help me out. So I quite like that. For me, that's organic growth. That's somebody who cares. Instead of me chasing down and doing my pitch for somebody who's quite frankly thinking about the shit they need to take in the next 15 minutes and not listening to me, to somebody who's engaging with me. So you can find him on Instagram. He's busy doing Inktober, which is a thing. Inktober, you do an ink a day, each day of the month. What I'm thinking... So right now, as it stands, I've got myself, Sabrina, of course. I've got a potential accountant for Yobi Works. We're already doing events. We're already doing Howl Wolf. We're starting to get some attention and getting some work and commissions. I have somebody in mind as a potential visionary partner. If you haven't had a chance and you're interested, personally, I don't do well working for other people. I never have. So Yeah, I need to start my own business, right? That's what I'm doing. If you're going to be an entrepreneur or you want to have a business, I recommend listening to Rocket Fuel. It's the only self-help anything I've ever listened to. And inside the first two audiobook chapters, and then Friday, if you're interested in it, if you give me your email, I can email you a free audiobook. I can send you Rocket Fuel for free, and then you can listen to it. But by the time they were done with chapter two, I looked at my girlfriend, my eyes were wide, and she's like, they just described you. And I was like, I know. It's kind of frightening. All this time, I just thought I was insane. Turns out I'm not so insane. I just happen to be part of the 2.5 to 3% of the population that if I don't start a business, I am insane. And they cover that. Examples of people in this book that team up and work well. Walt Disney and his brother. Steve Jobs and Wozniak. You got a visionary and an integrator is what they call it. It's the fact that they described me almost to a T is the only reason I kept listening to it. It's an amazing book. Just bear in mind that I also bear in mind that they're also pitching this to people, visionaries, integrators, creators. And at the same time, the way they're pitching it makes it sound like there's no other way but their way. And a real visionary would also think outside of the box on that, wouldn't they? They didn't think too deeply on that, I guess. Okay, so yeah, standard GNU user agreement on this Blender. I'm going to go ahead. 309 megabytes. That's pretty hefty. Not too bad, though. Well, I guess I better look at the disk usage. Okay, what happened to my other gigs? I only have 36 left. Oh, God, I go through them so fast. Okay. Blender installing. All right, I'm going to, while it's installing, oops, shit. Sorry, the explicit button is on, so I'm allowed to say shit. I mean, not just say shit, but I can say shit. And say shit. It's explicit either way. We're all adults here. Or, well, we should be. Or should we? I don't cuss near as bad as I did when I was in the service. When they say cuss like a sailor, what they mean is you almost cuss like a Marine. All right. Whoa, where's my pen? Oh, my battery power is already low. Great. God dang it. These styluses are not cheap, too. I've gone through 5 of them. And they're like $65 each. Fortunately, they came out with a rule that styluses have to be universal. Sorry about that. Whoa. I didn't mean to explode your ears off. I was seized by a sneeze. But I'm finally getting to the animation here, and I don't want to lose it. Anybody knows it's you, Friday. I've been trying to get to the animation for ages, it feels like. Computer crashes, bad computer systems, trying to figure out incredibly complex things just to animate has been the bane of my existence for the last couple of weeks. But yeah, if I'd kept going with Flip-A-Clip, I would have drawn a character on it and eventually slit that character's wrists. Because I can't imagine trying to do an entire cartoon with just, how are you burning through them so fast? Oh, I wasn't burning through them, but they just like vanish. I've got 2 right now. One I had to tape to my tablet case and the other one is white. I haven't lost those 2. There was 1 that got lost in Baltimore. I know how that happened. And 2 that just vanished. 1 should be in the trailer. For the life of me, I don't know what the hell happened to it. Because I had 1 in a spare. And the other one, I have no idea where it went. So 2 vanished. 1 was lost in Baltimore. And I have 1 taped to my tablet and a white one in my hand. But if they were universal, they'd work on all devices, they're going to be cheaper for, you know, competition, things like that. Oh, hey, Alayla. By the way, if anybody is interested, I do have, to anybody who is interested, a Wacom model 0405. I believe it was manufactured in 1998. But it looks brand new. It is a pin port. I also have the stylus. I found the only stylus for that model of Wacom, I think anywhere on the internet. And I was able to nab it on eBay from the only person who had it. So I got it, plugged it all in my happy little hands, try and get it to work because I figured it's an old, maybe an old program, but Wacom's the best. Obviously. Oh, what am I talking about, Alayla? We're talking about, what did you read the, intro, Alayla? So this is about DIY animation. Friday's been with us pretty much since the beginning, and I've been just detailing my exploits at trying to go from operations and logistics management into the art world and animating without any formal training. And I guess when we're big and successful and we're doing interviews on Fresh Air and 60 Minutes, some of you will go, wait a minute. Now, hopefully we'll still be doing this live cast. I think even if things go exactly as I believe they will, I think it's important to keep doing a live cast. You know, Walt Disney, when he made it big into television, and they were successful on their shows, he had a good 10 minutes where he would just sit in his office and just talk to everybody about where they'd been and where they were planning on going. And I love that. I love that kind of thing. Because he realized the only reason he existed is because of the people who appreciated the work that they did in animation, in movies and in cartoons. But it's become so commercialized. There's going to be an open source. There's going to be an open source community, collaborative, artistic, and multimedia group that's going to reach out into stand-up, improv, theater, workshop events, find your art, oils, pastels, digital illustration, graphic design, and it's going to be open source. There's no reason somebody can't experience their dream and realize their talent because they can't afford schooling. That's ridiculous. So that's going to be the goal. And we're going to share what we find out freely. What are you drawing now? I only got a Wacom CTL 490. What am I drawing with now? I've been drawing with my HP X360 11X convertible with 1.1 megahertz on a 4 gig RAM with half a terabyte on Intel Pentium N4200 processor, which if you understand what I just said, you know I barely have enough to get what I need done. But yeah, what I have is a Wacom. I can't use it. It doesn't work on my system because those old Wacom tablets, apparently they are not compatible. Hold on just a second. What's up, Sabrina? Okay. Sabrina, did you need something? Yeah. I'll be off in about 5 minutes. Okay. I'll be off in 5 minutes. If anybody's interested in this brand new Wacom pen and they have a system that will run, because I downloaded all the drivers. I don't know why an older program wouldn't run like super easy on a newer program. Why it would just totally not function is beyond me. You would think I could at least have some kind of emulator or DOS program that would run and I could use the tablet, but then what's the point? Because I can't get it to work on any other system. But it won't work. They stopped supporting the Wacom tablet that I've got. It was built in 98. Wacom 0405 and the associated stylus, which is Intuos 2. That's the Wacom I got. It's number 2. And since it was made in 1998, it might be older than some of you who are listening in are. And that's sad. Okay, so Blender is loaded. I'm going to open it up, and after I open it up and we take a quick tour, we're going to call in a night and I'm going to go animate. Deal? Deal. Fine. Okay, there's Blender. Now, see, my son, he has an Alienware. His laptop cost $2,500. Mine was a $250 laptop from Best Buy. So, you know how parents are. They get their kids the best. Yeah, and I thought, sure, he'd be all over this project with me because he wants to be an animator. Nope. Doesn't want to be involved at all. Dad, I don't want to help you. I'm doing my animation. Okay. Can I see it? Well, I'm not doing it yet. Okay. The one fan you will never have is your kids. So, it says quick setup. Shortcuts Blender, yes. Select with left or right. Spacebar is play. Tools. Let's do tools. I like that better. And the theme, let's go with Blender Dark. Yes. File General 2D animation. Oh, I can do 2D animation with Blender now, huh? This sounds good. I wonder if it's like rigging or not. Well, why don't we look at the manual and find out? It should say, ooh, it looks every bit as complex as Harmony's Toon Boom. Scenes and objects, modeling, sculpting, painting, grease pencil. What's a grease pencil? Animating and rigging. What do you know? Maybe Blender's my solution to Harmony and $25 a month. Grease pencil animation. Grease pencil materials. Grease pencil modifiers, object data, 2D layers, selecting. Okay, let's read the introduction. What's it say? Grease pencil is a particular type of Blender object that allows you to draw in 3D space. Can be used to make traditional 2D animation, cutout animation, motion graphics, or uses as a storyboard tool, among other things. I got an example of how it's drawn. The object acts as a container of strokes that you can create using drawing tools in the draw mode. More detailed editing of the strokes is done in edit mode and sculpt mode. Let's see. Structure. The grease pencil object has three main basic components: points, edit lines, and strokes. The main element used in editing grease pencil objects are points. Points represent a single point in 3D space. Well, that makes sense. I've read Flatland. Each point stores all the properties that define the final appearance of the strokes, as its location, thickness, alpha, weight, and UV rotation, or textures. Edit lines. Points are always connected by a straight line, which you will see when you're editing in edit mode or when you look at a stroke in wireframe view. They are invisible on the rendering image and are used to construct the final stroke. Strokes. The stroke is the rendered image of the points and edit lines using a particular grease pencil material. Grease pencil materials are linked at stroke level. Whoa, this is really freaking technical. That's super technical. Usually when people are just drawing 2D, they just like draw. What they just described is a vector. That's what happened. They're describing vectors. So it's vector drawing. That's fine. I can deal with vector drawing. I'll try it. All right, Mr. 26, you're about 2 years older than my son. So you'll be the stand-in. All right, Friday. Till next time, I'll schedule it up. Like I said, the show will end up being scheduled probably sometime on a Saturday, sometime on a Sunday. And might have a show or two during the week. And it won't be always this late. I've just been living the life of the night owl for about a year now. So, till next time, everybody, take care. See you later, Friday. Have a good night.